Good morning. 大家你好. <笑>我给自己翻译好不好？其实我希望今天我可以用中文跟你们分享消息，但是我虽然我学了几年的中文，我还觉得我的中文还是老牛破车，所以我最好让Tori来给我翻译。
Pastor Paul just said that he would like to have the message speak in English today, but he's in Chinese today, but his Chinese is not very good, so I'll still do the interpreting.
谢谢.
You're welcome.
My name is Paul, and I'm one of the pastors here at BICF, and it's just a great honor and pleasure to share the word with you this morning.
我的名字叫 Paul Durbin， 今天非常荣幸能和大家一起分享今天这个消息。
I'd like to begin by reading Luke chapter 19, verse 28 down through verse 44.
今天我们开始呢，先读一下路加福音， 19章28到44节。
So first we'll read it in English and then we'll read it in the Chinese.
我们先用 英文读， 之后用中文再读一遍。
Okay, beginning in verse 28. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Tell him, The Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, Why are you untying the colt? They replied, The Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it, and he said, If you, even you, had known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
19章28节，耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去，将近伯法奇和伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说：“你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一批驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。” 若有人问为什么谢他，他们就说主要用他。打发的人去了，所遇见的，正如耶稣所说的。他们卸驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：“卸驴驹做什么？”他们说：“主要用他。”他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢乐起来。 大声赞美神说：“奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。”众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”耶稣说：“我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。”耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：“巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。” 因为日子将到，你们的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。A
few years ago, there was a movie put out called We Were Soldiers. It was played by Mel Gibson. It was about a lieutenant colonel named Hal Moore.
几年前有一个电影叫做《我们曾经是战士》，这是一个战争片，是由Mel Gibson主演的。当时他演的里面那个人物是一个叫做摩尔的中校。
And it showed Hal Moore to be this very committed, very dedicated family man. He would pray with his children every night. He loved his wife, and he was just a very fun-loving father and husband.
那摩尔在这影片当中是一个非常爱家的一个丈夫，也是非常爱孩子的一个父亲。他每天晚上都和孩子们一起祷告，而且对家里也是非常的尽忠尽责。
But in this movie, you also knew that Mel Gibson's character, Hal Moore, he was a very, very dedicated soldier. And so when it came time for him to go and fight for his country, he was also equally committed to that calling.
那同时摩尔也是一个非常，也是一个士兵，他就是在军队里服役的时候，他也是尽忠尽责，无论有什么任务的时候，他都要马上出发去完成任务。
So there's this place in the movie where he knows that he is going to be leaving on an extended mission. He's going to be gone for perhaps several months to several years. And it's a very difficult transition that this character has to make in the movie.
那摩尔知道他要接受一个任务的时候，这个任务可能要带他去很远的地方，而且要走可能要离家几个月或者是数年。所以在接受这个任务的时候，对他来讲是非常困难的。
And so in the movie, they show this transition that Mel Gibson's character makes. When it's time for him to leave and to go and to be gone for who knows how long, he simply gives a little kiss to each of his children as they sleep, and even to his wife as they sleep. And he leaves the house early in the morning before anybody has woken up. And he walks down to the end of his driveway, and he simply puts on his helmet.
所以在电影当中，我们看到摩尔当接受这个任务的时候，其实对他人生是一个非常大的转变。然后他在离开家之前呢，在孩子们还在睡觉的时候，他就亲吻了每个孩子的脸庞，然后就悄悄地离开了家。我们在电影中看到，就是他在离开家的那个路上走到尽头的时候，他就把自己的头盔戴上，准备去完成任务。
And it seems like a very simple act, but in the movie it's a powerful moment because you see this man, he transforms from being this very loving father, very loving husband, and as he puts on this helmet in the early morning hours in front of his house, you watch him transform from father into very dedicated soldier.
在这个电影当中是一个非常简单的一个动作，但是它的意义是非常深远的，而且也非常有影响力。那就是我们看到他从一个非常爱家爱孩子的一个丈夫，一个父亲，然后变成了一个尽忠尽责的士兵。
Now, is he still a loving father? Obviously, he still loves his family, but he's also very committed to this mission that his country has called him to.
他当然还是一个爱妻子、爱家庭的一个丈夫、一个好父亲，但是同时他对自己的国家也是有职责的。Now
it's a war movie, so I don't recommend the kids watch it. It's graphic, but I mentioned this scene in this movie because it actually reminds me of the day that Jesus rode in to Jerusalem on the day that we call Palm Sunday.
那么我不推荐孩子们去看这个电影，因为这是一个战争片。但是因为这个电影这一幕让我记起了，就是当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的那一瞬间。Because
for 30 years Jesus had developed a reputation. For 30 years he was known as the very kind, generous young man, the son of a carpenter. He was known as one who could do miracles. He could turn water into wine. He was the one that healed people, that even brought somebody back from the dead. An amazing teacher.
那么耶稣在他三十年之前，在他三十年的生活当中，他是一个非常有声誉的人。大家都知道他是一个非常诚实，而且非常善良、非常谦卑的一个年轻人。而且他是一个木匠的儿子。我们也知道，当时的人们也知道他能行医，能够记神迹，能够把水变成酒。
And strangely enough, all of these things that were said about Jesus, he tried to keep them a secret. When he would heal somebody, he would say, "Now don't tell anybody about this." When there were crowds gathering around him, he would find a way to get to the other side of the lake. When people came and they tried to make him a king by force, he would hide himself and he would go up into the mountains. And so he was keeping that a secret.
但是我们在圣经当中看到，耶稣其实是一个非常行踪非常隐秘的人。他特别喜欢保守秘密。我们看到在他就是医治了一个人的时候，他就跟那个人说：“你们不要声张。”包括在人群当中为大家讲道的时候，他经常一个人退到山里或者退到湖边上去，来自己祷告。
Now all of that changed on the day that we know as Palm Sunday. Everything changed.
那所有这一切，他的性格，所有他做的作为，在我们这个叫做棕榈节的这一天就变了。The
Jesus that they knew simply as an amazing teacher, somebody who could do miracles, transforms before their eyes into the king.
那么大家，他们之前知道的那个耶稣，作为一个非常好的、非常好的夫子，作为一个非常有智慧的人，突然之间就变成了王。
Reminds me of this soldier. He knew he was a family man and he had that calling, but there came a day where he put on his helmet and he became that soldier and he had to fulfill his mission. That's what he had been called to do. Jesus knew the whole time that he was ministering to us here on this earth for those 3 years of dedicated ministry, he knew that his calling came down to that last week in Jerusalem where he would come into the city on a donkey and that he would give his life for you and me.
就像那个摩尔中校，他仍然是一个非常爱家的一个丈夫和一个父亲。但是当他戴上军帽的时候，他就知道自己要完成自己的任务，他也知道自己的呼召是什么。就像耶稣一样，在30年的时间，他在外面为大家讲道，宣讲神的国、神的福音。但是在最后一个星期的时候，他来到了耶路撒冷，就为了完成自己的呼召，完成自己在地上的使命。
Now there's one clue in this story that we can see that Jesus gives to help us understand that he is becoming that king. There's one clue. Just like Mel Gibson put on that helmet, in this story we have at least one really neat clue that Jesus is announcing that he is the king.
那么就像摩尔在电影当中那个摩尔中校戴上军帽的时候，我们就知道他已经变成了一个军人，已经开始要完成他的使命。
There's other signs in the story as well, but this one sign you may not guess, but the sign I'm talking about is that he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey.
那么之前耶稣告诉我们很多的关于他的未来的，他是我们的救世主，但是今天。 在入耶路撒冷的时候，他骑在了这个驴身上，这是一个非常特别的事情。Now
sometimes we picture Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, and we say, "Oh, how nice! He's so sweet, and such a gentleman. He's riding in on a donkey. How sweet!"
那我们看到这一幕，经常会说耶稣骑在驴身上是一件非常，就是让人觉得很柔和的一个画面。
But that's not the message here. The message is actually the king has arrived.
但是我们在这里真正讲的，那就是我们的救世主，我们的王来了。
We look in the Old Testament, this is a fulfillment of prophecy. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
那其实这一幕并不是说只是单单的只是觉得很柔和的一幕，而是说他耶稣骑到驴身上是为了应许，是为了来印证旧约当中那些先知所说的话。就像撒迦利亚9章9节说的：“西安的民哪，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民哪，应当欢呼。看哪，你的王来到这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救。谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。”
So just this simple act, him riding on a donkey, it fulfills prophecy, and it also fulfills precedent that King David had set. When King David wanted to make Solomon the next king, his son the next king, watch what King David did. In 1 Kings chapter 1, 32 to 34, it says, King David says, Take your Lord's servants with you and set Solomon, my son, on my own mule. Okay, my own donkey, this kind of creature. Blow the trumpet and shout, Long live King Solomon.
那不仅是这一幕是应许了旧约当中的一些这个先知的话，同样在列王记上1章32到34节，大卫王那个时候要按立所罗门王为王的时候，他就跟他说，跟他们的仆人说，要带你们主的仆人使我的儿子所罗门骑我的骡子送他下到基训，在那里祭司撒都和先知拿单要高他们做以色列的王。
So it's just a little tiny clue, but it's just one of those things that Jesus is showing to shift what his purpose is that week. He's showing the world, he's showing his followers that he is King Jesus. It's interesting to know that the reason the kings of Israel would do this is because way back in Deuteronomy 17, we've been going through the Bible in the English, in the English services. Way back in Deuteronomy 17, God forbid the kings from collecting a bunch of horses. And some of the ancient kings, in order to obey this law, they would use donkeys instead. So Jesus is using that sign, that understanding, to show the people, I'm your king.
那么我们看到耶稣在骑着驴进来的那一刻的时候，不仅是应许了旧约上所说的一些之前那个先知所说的话，同样呢，他在骑着驴进来的时候，也是让我们看到了在那个生命记17章中所说的，当时神跟以色列人说，你们不要建军队。 因为这个是我禁止的军队。那么耶稣在骑着驴进来的时候，也是应许了这个列王记上所说的话。Now
incidentally, when Jesus comes back again, we're waiting for Jesus' second coming. He's not going to come riding in a donkey. Revelation chapter 19 talks about a rider on a white horse who is going to come, and on his leg and on his thighs written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It says that his eyes will be like fire, there'll be a sword from his mouth, his robe will be dipped with blood, and it says he'll be bringing salvation with him. And so I hope we are ready for that day when he comes back again, this time on a horse.
那么耶稣再来的时候，他就不会再骑在驴上了。耶稣再来的时候，就像启示录当中19章说的，他穿着见血的衣服，眼睛如火焰，有利剑从他口中出来，衣服大腿上写着他的名字，万王之王，万主之主。那么耶稣来的时候，将会把所有的一切，把世界上所有的一切错的事情都变成他应该要的样子。那个时候，我希望大家都能够做好准备，迎接他的到来。
But the question I want to ask this morning, what I want to focus on this morning is how do we respond to the announcement that Jesus is King? How do we respond to this truth that Jesus is King?
那我今天要问大家一个问题，就是说，当我们知道耶稣是我们的救主，是王的时候，我们应当怎么样回应？
Because when we look at the story, we realize that people could not be passive to this knowledge that Jesus was King. They couldn't just say, oh, that's nice, and just move on with their life. They actually had to respond in some way to this announcement that Jesus is King.
我们看到当我们知道耶稣是救主的时候，当时的人的时候是，他们没有说坐以待毙，就是继续过他们的生活，而是真正的意识到了耶稣是救主，从而做出了一些反应。
Now, if Jesus had remained simply as a teacher, if Jesus had remained simply as one who could astound people when he spoke, and he spoke with authority, if he had remained like that, then we could respond to him like we would respond to a great teacher. We could read his sayings, we could memorize his parables, and we could try to live as Jesus lived if he had just remained a teacher.
如果耶稣只是一个非常有智慧的教师，非常有智慧的夫子的话，那我们完完全全可以就是照他的话做，读他所在经上所写的比喻，然后活出他的样式。如果他只是一个教师的话，那我们就是要按照他所说的做。
But he made it clear that he's more than just a teacher, that he is the king. And so the question this morning is, how do we respond to the king?
但是 耶稣说他自己并不只是一个智慧的教师，他是我们的救主，是我们的王。所以今天早上我要问的问题就是我们怎么样来回应这个问题。Now
the first response is this. Number one, give him your 东西. All right.
那么我们第一个回应就是要把你的东西交出来。
Or your stuff, right? Now,
So, as foreigners living in Beijing that trying to speak Chinese, and sometimes our accents and sometimes our pronunciations are not that great. So when we say 东西, it might sound like 东西, which sound like donkey.
Okay, very good. All right. So 东西 is one of the first words that I learned as a foreigner. I learned how to say 你好, I learned how to say 谢谢, and I learned how to say Naga, Jaga, and I learned how to say 东西, right?
So, 东西 means stuff. This word, 东西这个词是我在 东西这个是我作为外国人是第一个就是学的比较就是学的最开始学中文的时候才知道的单词。当时我会说你好再见，会说这个那个，然后我当时还学了一个东西这个词。
Yeah, donkshi is a very useful word. How many foreigners here today, donkshi, you know what donkshi means, yes? Do you know the meaning of the word donkshi? All right. Donkshi literally means east-west, right? And so it's a...
那么东西在中文就是东和西的意思。
And so to me it's very clear, everything from east to west belongs to Jesus, right?
对于我来讲，就是从东到西，所有东西都是属于耶稣的。
So my intention is to be more than just a little clever here. My intention is to help us understand that when I say give him your donkshi, I'm saying acknowledge that everything you have truly does belong to the King of Kings.
我在这里不仅仅只是逗大家一笑，但是我最重要的目的就是要告诉大家，从东边到西边，这个世界所有的东西都是属于耶稣的。
Let's read this passage again, Luke chapter 19:30-35. Jesus says, He says, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a young colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying him? Tell him, The Lord needs it.Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he told them, and as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, Why are you untying that colt? They replied, The Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road.
我们再读一遍这个路加福音19:30-36。你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以卸来骑。又有人问为什么卸他，你们就说主要用他。打发的人去了，所遇见的，正如耶稣所说的，你们卸驴驹的时候，主人要问他们说，卸驴驹做什么？他们说主要用他。他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。
You know, what I find really interesting about that passage is that in the English here it just simply says, the Lord needs it.And my mind is thinking, well, if the Lord needs it, why doesn't he simply just take it? And if somebody says, why are you doing that? They could just say, none of your business. You know, it belongs to the king.
那我在这里就是一直想问自己的问题，就是说，就是我们看到31节说，耶稣跟他们说要卸驴的时候，他就是跟他说主要用他。那如果说主真的要用他的时候，为什么还要说这句话，要告诉那个人主要用他？他完全可以把那个驴卸过来，然后那个人如果问他你为什么卸我的驴的时候，耶稣就可以说，门徒就可以说跟你有什么关系呢？
But the owners of the donkey, the owners of the donkey, right? They had the opportunity to refuse. If we look at the same story in Mark, we see that they actually had the opportunity to make a decision of what they're going to do with their donkey, their donkshi. Mark chapter 11, 5-7 says, Some people standing there asked, what are you doing untying that colt? They answered as Jesus had told them to do, and the people let them go. The people let them go.
我们看到当这个耶稣的门徒耶稣跟他们门徒说你如果有人问你为什么要卸驴的时候，你们就说主要用它。其实这个时候耶稣是给了我们一个机会，给了当时驴的主人一个机会去来反应，对他这个问题作为应答。包括在我们再看马可福音11:5-7的时候，那上面写的是，在那里站着的人有几个说，你们卸驴驹做什么？门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就任凭他们迁去了。
So my question for you this morning is, what will you do if the Lord points at your donkey, your donkshi, your stuff, and he says, I need that. The stuff that you worked for, the donkshi that you paid money for, the donkshi that is yours, what will you do if the Lord says, I need that?What's your response?
那我今天早上要问大家一个问题，就是说，如果主跟你说我要你的东西，或者是要你的驴，你应该怎么办？ 就是你的东西就是你 花钱买的，或者是你经过很大的努力得到的，或者是你自己建造的一些东西，如果主跟你说我要用它，你会怎么办？
And you might say, well, the Lord doesn't do that. I mean, he doesn't point at my donkey and say, I need that. What he did, and he does. We read through the Gospels. There's a story in a couple of Gospels. It's in Luke, I believe, chapter 18, Mark chapter 10. Jesus confronts a rich young man, and the rich young man seems to know everything, know all the answers, and Jesus identifies one thing in his heart. He says to the young man, he says, go and sell everything you have. There's one thing you're lacking. Go sell everything you have, give to the poor, and then come and follow me. Jesus identified that the donkey in his life had become an idol to him, and Jesus says, I need that.
有的时候我们会认为说，就是耶稣不会这么对待我，他不会要我特别想要的东西，他不会要我花尽我的心血来建造的东西。但是实际上耶稣是真正需要的，因为你把那个东西作为偶像来拜了。我们看到在马可福音当中，之前说过那个故事，就是有一个年轻人，富有的年轻人来到耶稣说，夫子，我要追寻你，我要追随你，我要怎么办？那耶稣当时跟他说，你要变卖你所有的家产来跟随我。然后那个年轻人就非常忧伤地走了。那其实当时这个所有的他的财富都已经变成了这个年轻人的偶像。
So when Jesus can identify that donkey has become what it is in our life, sometimes he will say, I need that. And it gives us an opportunity to respond. Will I respond to Jesus as my king?Or will I respond to Jesus as simply a good teacher? Who is Jesus in my life? Is he my king or not?
所以当耶稣跟你说我要你的东西的时候，我们应该怎么样做出回应呢？那耶稣在我们心中到底是一个什么样的形象？他到底是我们的救主，是我们的王，还是一个充满智慧的教师？
So give him your donkey.
所以把你们的 stuff 交给他。
That's right. All right, the second response that I see in this passage that we can have to the knowledge that Jesus is king is number two, give him your worship. Give him your worship.
那我们在讲到这儿，就是我们看到耶稣是我们的救主，是我们的王的时候，第二点我要说的就是要把你的敬拜赞美献给他。
Let's look at the passage again.Luke 19, starting in verse 37, it says, When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
我们再一起读一下路加福音19:37，将近耶路撒冷正下橄榄山的时候，众民徒因所见的一切异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美神说，奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说，夫子，责备你的门徒吧。耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
Do you ever wonder why we sing like we do when we come to church? Do you ever wonder, does that ever strike you as strange? Why do we do this? Many religious systems throughout the world do not do what we have done here today, where we have gathered together specifically to sing and to praise God. Have you ever thought about that before?
大家有没有就是思考过，为什么我们来到教会参加主日崇拜的时候，第一件事情就是要敬拜，用歌声敬拜赞美神？在这个世界上有很多其他的宗教，都不像我们这个样子，会用我们的歌声来赞美。大家有没有想过为什么？
We sing like we have done today. We sing as a way to demonstrate, to manifest our worship.And as we do that, as we worship together like this, like we have today, we have an opportunity to give Jesus our heart.
那在我们进入主日教堂的时候，第一件事我们用歌声敬拜赞美神的时候，是把我们的心交出来，是我们有这样的一个机会，能够用我们的全心全意来敬拜赞美神。
Because being a follower of Jesus is more than just surrendering our stuff, our donkey, and saying, you're the king of everything.But it's also, that's external, right? He wants the inside as well. And when we give him our worship, we're giving him our heart, we're giving him ourself.
那我们作为基督徒，不单单只是把我们外在的东西交给神，但是耶稣最想要你的是你的心，是要把你所有的全心全意交给他。
When I was a 17-year-old boy, I was in a setting just like this. I was in a large worship gathering, and as this 17-year-old boy, I was really struggling. I was asking God. I was saying, God, why do we do this? Why do we have to worship? And I was struggling not only with the idea of worship, I was struggling with the idea of even following God. I wasn't sure this is something I wanted to do with my life.
那在我17岁的时候，我经历过了很多的挣扎。我记得那个时候我在教堂里崇拜的时候，就是敬拜赞美神的时候，我就在问神一个问题，就是说我们为什么要敬拜赞美神呢？那这个神跟我有什么关系的？我那时候挣扎的就是我为什么还要追求耶稣，追随耶稣呢？
And I can't explain what happened next. I still can't today. I came up to the front and I was still just like,kind of upset in my heart. Lord, I just don't know about all this stuff. And suddenly, I was on my back before I knew what was happening. And it took me a few moments, and people had to help me up and set me in a chair. And a man came over to me, and he read to me a portion of scripture. I'll let you translate first.
那当时我记得我是心里面带着这样的挣扎和心里面带着这样的问题，就是来到了当时来到了主面前，然后在敬拜赞美的时候，我突然就发现自己就躺在了地上，然后是被圣灵充满，或者是就躺在了地上。然后当时我自己也不知道发生了什么事情，然后后来有几个人帮我扶起来，然后当时是有一个人当时过来跟我说，就说你的心为什么疑惑呢？
And so he came up and he opened the Bible and he says, I feel like the Lord wants me to read this scripture to you. And it was Matthew 9:4. And it says, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? And I knew the Lord was talking to me, and I knew that it was wrong of me just even doubt that I should follow him, doubt that I should worship him. Because Jesus, in that several month period as a 17-year-old boy, he was dealing with me. He had been dealing with me about the stuff thing.It was when I was 17 that I first learned to tithe, and I first learned to commit my stuff to him, and that was very difficult. And now here in this worship gathering at 17, now he was dealing with my heart. He wanted me to give him my worship.
那当时那个人就对我说，他说，我觉得神让我给你读一段话，就是马太福音9:4。当时耶稣知道他们的心意，就说，你们为什么心怀着恶念呢？当时我就明白了，耶稣当不仅仅只是要我的东西，当时我17岁，刚刚学会开始做十一奉献，然后我意识到了耶稣不仅仅是要我外在的东西，他还要我的内心，然后要我内心的这些挣扎和问题。
So Jesus desires our worship so much that he said he's willing to squeeze it out of a rock, but I would prefer that we would volunteer to worship the Lord, right? To receive him as king of our lives. Would you do that? Amen.
那耶稣对我们说，当我们敬拜赞美神的时候，他完完可以把你从当中挤出那一点点来让你敬拜，但是我觉得更好的是我们能够活泼的自己的去来回应神，来全心全意的敬拜他。
All right, the third response that we have to realizing Jesus is King, the third and final response I want to share with you today is to give him your attention.
那今天我要跟大家分享第三点，就是把你的注意力交给他。
Luke 19:41-44 says, As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it, and he said, If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. Then they will dash you to the ground, you and your children within your walls.They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
路加福音19:41说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说，巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上。因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
The reason that the people of his day, the people living in Jerusalem even, the teachers of the law, the reason that they had not recognized his coming, as it says in Scripture, is because they had not been giving the Lord their attention. their focus.
那当时耶稣到耶路撒冷的时候，其实很多人都不知道他是救主，也不知道他是王，所以那个时候很多人都不把这件事放在心上。
So when we talk about giving Jesus our dongxi, our stuff, when we talk about this, we can make the mistake of thinking that Christianity is all about externals, all about a physical religion. Like many other religions, we could think that Christianity is simply a matter of bowing to this, or like some religions would spin a wheel or make an offering or burn this paper, something like this. We could, if we think Christianity is just giving him our stuff, we can think it's just a physical, external religion.
那如果我们只是把自己的东西交给神，交给神，交给耶稣的话，那我们就看到基督教 其实是和其他宗教没有什么区别的。如果我们只是把外在的东西交给他，那只是一个行为的宗教，就像其他很多的宗教一样。那我们就是拜偶像、烧纸钱，或者是用什么其他行为的东西来得到自己的救赎和救恩。
And when we talk about giving the king our worship, we can make the mistake, make the mistake of thinking that Christianity is all spiritual, like many other religions, just ridding myself of desire, or praying for hours, or going on extended fast. None of these things are wrong necessarily, but we can think that's all it's about, is just the inside, never mind anything else.
那如果我们只在心灵上，在内心和精神上敬拜神的话，那我们的宗教，那我们的信仰就变成了另外一种宗教。那我们所有的一切都变成了感觉，所有的一切都变成了，我来到神面前是为了寻求他给我的一些东西，得到一些回报，而不是一个真正的信仰。
Now when I talk about giving him my attention, we have the full picture. Because yes, the king wants my dongxi, he wants my stuff, the external, he wants my worship, yes, he wants my heart, the internal, but he also wants my eyes. He wants me watching him every day. He wants me watching, what is Jesus doing, what is the Father doing, just as Jesus said he did in Scripture, always having his eyes on the Father.
所以我们看到，在我们追随耶稣的道路上，耶稣不仅仅是要我们外在的东西，要我们内在的心灵，同时也要我们的眼睛，让我们时时刻刻地盯着他。
See, Jesus wants relationship with me throughout the week, not just Sunday, but he wants me in relationship with him Monday, Tuesday, all the way down to Friday and Saturday.
耶稣不仅仅是想要跟我在周日建立亲密的关系，他同时要我在周一到周五、周六都要和他有亲密的关系。
Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 25 says, Then he said to them all, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
路加福音9:23-25节说道，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧失生命；凡为我丧失生命的，必救了生命。
So the king has arrived. Wang Laila, right? The king has arrived. What is our response? Number one is that we want to give him our dongxi. Yes, we give him our things. We surrender everything in our life to him. We say, Jesus, everything I have is yours. Everything I have is a gift from you. And so, Lord, I acknowledge that you're the Lord of everything in my life. All right. Number two, again, it's we give him our worship. He wants our worship. He wants my heart. Right, he wants my worship. He enjoys it when he hears us singing like we did today, because he's hearing our heart. Sorry, I'll let you catch up.
那当时，那我们今天看到，就是在我们知道耶稣来到我们世上作为救主，王来到的时候，我们知道第一点就是我们要给他所有的东西，我们知道我们外在的所有一切都是来自于神的，我们要向他投降，所有一切都是属神。那第二点就是要我们要给他的心，我们要全心全意的来敬拜他。
The last thing, the third thing, is that he wants our attention. When Jesus rode in on his donkey, the people were celebrating, but he was weeping because he realized that they were not truly, aside from these few disciples, they were not recognizing his coming. Jesus is coming again, like I said, and again, it's not on a donkey. It's going to be on a white horse. He's coming again someday, and he's looking for a people who are watching for him. We're living their lives in that expectation that he could come back at any moment.
那第三点就是我们是说耶稣要我们的眼睛，要我们所有的注意力来定睛看着他。因为当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，我们虽然大家都在欢呼，但是耶稣自己是内心非常痛苦，而且是在哀哭的，是因为他意识到除了他的门徒之外，没有人意识到他真正的是我们的救主。那我们相信的这个耶稣是会再来的，他再来的时候就不是在骑在驴上，而是骑在白马上。但他再来的时候，我们就要做好准备，而且我们作为基督徒，我们要期盼着他有一天真的会再来。
Thank you. God bless you today.
谢谢。